I'm Vicky Merrick. Join us now for the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, you're in for a treat. Black raspberry ice cream from homegrown berries.
Have you ever had a black raspberry? Until about 10 years ago, I thought they were made up. A way to describe a commercial flavor, like a blue raspberry Jolly Rancher. I know, it's a little embarrassing. Then a friend gave me a black raspberry plant for my garden. They're a real fruit? I asked. She laughed. It turns out they're native to where we live and incredibly prolific. A few years into growing black raspberries, I did a show on them, and a listener from Falmouth wrote to me. "You should be making ice cream," she said. She sent me her recipe, and we've been making it every July ever since. Today, the berries are ripe, and I'm in the kitchen making a batch of Andrea Thorold's black raspberry ice cream with my two girls and our teenage friends. Come on in.
Okay, so we're going to make some black raspberry ice cream.
Okay, what are the ingredients? Can you read the list here?
1 pint black raspberries, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 lemon juice.
A half, right?
Okay, 1/2 of a lemon.
Juice.
2 eggs, 2 cups heavy cream, 1 cup milk.
You can use fresh or frozen berries. And we don't worry about raw eggs in our house, but if you do, you can leave them out. The eggs make the texture a little smoother and less crystallized. Now we're gathering up what we need.
Mix the black raspberries, half of the sugar, and the lemon juice in a bowl.
Okay.
I'm juicing a lemon.
We add the lemon juice to the berries and stir in 1/2 cup of sugar.
Okay, the sugar's in.
Okay, and what do we do now?
Crack 2 eggs in a bowl and whisk for about 2 minutes. Then add the remaining sugar and whisk it in.
We crack the eggs, grab a whisk.
Yeah, now we're going to put in the milk.
And then I think we add the rest of the sugar to this.
So I'll get 1/2 cup of sugar.
We mix together 1/2 cup of sugar, the heavy cream, the milk, and the eggs. Now it's time to pour in the black raspberry juice, which is a dark, inky purple, almost black. This color comes from an antioxidant the berries are particularly high in, called anthocyanin. And the levels are off the charts high, so high they're being studied for fighting cancer.
Okay, we're straining all the black raspberries into the milk mixture.
The color is so distinctive and so beautiful. I'd call it mauve or plum. I learned recently that black raspberry juice is also used in making dye for fabric, yarn, and even hair coloring. Once we stir the purple juice into the white cream, we get ready to freeze it. Okay, so we have to get the bowl of the ice cream maker. Nora, can you grab it?
Yeah, sure.
We pour the mixture in about 2/3 of the way up the bowl of the ice cream maker, so it has a little space to expand.
Grab the lid. And push the button.
The ice cream will take about 1/2 hour to churn. The work of the machine is to aerate the mixture and keep the ice crystals small while it freezes. Most home machines can't fully freeze the ice cream. It's usually still a little bit soupy. But if you can resist eating until a few hours later, you can spoon it into a container and firm it up in the freezer. But for 5 girls on a hot summer day, it is too hard to wait. How is it?
Yummy.
It's so good.
Like,
oh my God.
Heaven.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
If you didn't catch that, it's the best thing ever. Homemade black raspberry ice cream has become the taste of summer at our house. Thanks to Andrea Thorold of Falmouth for the recipe. And to everyone else, keep your eyes out for black raspberries this week at farmers markets and in the woods. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
After the black raspberries are done fruiting for this year, they'll start spreading by doing something called tip rooting. This is exactly what it sounds like. The ends of the briars start to stretch toward the ground and send out roots. If you snap the cane in half, you now have 2 plants. So the end of summer is a good time to ask gardening friends if they might have black raspberries spreading that they want to dig up and share. You can find listener Andrea's black raspberry ice cream recipe that Elspeth made on this episode right on our website at capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.